Oh, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting a update from Riverside Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol RRI, and on the OTCQB market under the symbol RVSDF. I am chatting with John Mark Stoudy, President and CEO of Riverside. Also have back on Freeman Smith, VP of Exploration. Now, guys, to start off, let's recap the news that came out, the company developments really throughout 2019. It was a busy year for Riverside as you picked up some more land in Mexico and also had a, I think, pretty significant exploration alliance set up with BHP. And then there are also some staking and acquisitions in Canada. Let's start off with Mexico. And over to you, John Mark. Please take us through, first and foremost, that BHP exploration alliance and what that is looking like as we head into next year.
Yeah, it's been excellent. So for us, that was a major goal to get another large partner, BHP being the world's biggest mining company. Partnering with them for exploration in Mexico was a really great milestone. And now for the new year, it'll be exciting. I think another big thing for us was the adding of the CEO for Capitan Mining, Alberto Rosco, joining our team. And he's working on that BHP alliance. And having Alberto as part of the team is really propelling us for a great 2020. A third thing from this past 2019 has been the progress of the Los Cuarentas project, where we acquired that from Millrock when we acquired their assets and have progressed that. And again, for 2020, we see a solid news flow out of those three different steps. So we're very excited for this past year. It set up a great 2020.
All right, Freeman, over to you just for a quick recap. What's going on in Canada? It's the company's kind of first foray into Canada through all kinds of acquisitions and staking activities. Recap some of what did transpire this year in 2019.
Yeah, okay. As you know, we did move into Canada where there's a lot of competitors, a lot of other people there. So we were looking primarily for reasonable prospects in open ground. So we did quite a bit of staking in and around the Geraldton area and the Beardmore area. Came up with four projects, all of which show similar structural geology, similar to that of Geraldton, which is sort of the big elephant in the room, the thing that everybody wants to sort of emulate. It's 8 million ounces with reserves and resources, so it's a really nice-looking project, and we're close to them on to the east and west. We went out and spent several months doing prospecting and sampling, and we came up with some decent targets that we need to follow up on this coming year.
Now, just as a quick question here, guys, when it came to a focus in Mexico, but then also diving into Canada, what drew you to diversify the project portfolio even further into different countries?
I think for us with Riverside, we've always been interested in production. We even worked in Arizona and we've worked in Canada in the past, and it's opportunities. And, you know, for Riverside, having a VP of exploration like Freeman Smith and a team like Ben Connor and really great geologists is a gift. And we've been working together for years, and so it's a natural fit. Freeman's worked a lot in Ontario and British Columbia, and being here along with our team, we've done the operation. So for us, it's a really good fit. And also the use of data. Riverside believes knowledge is golden, and using that data is so helpful. By integrating that data, using the same techniques we do for BHP and we've done for other five alliances in the past, allows us to integrate that data, in fact, government-free data, to find that with staking and put it all together, and that's been great. I think that kind of showed up with the two other milestones this year was Riverside was able to finance. And that's helped us to go forward with a good financial treasury. And also, we were able to get a going public transaction of Arizona Metals, where, again, we're a healthy shareholder, and we have a 2% NSR for Sugarloaf Peak. So for 2020, as we look forward, having a good cash position, shares in other companies, and the strong Ontario portfolio with a great team members like Freeman and the rest of our team, we're very excited for 2020.
Now let's look into 2020, starting off back with you, John Mark, and what some of the developments might be in Mexico.
Man, we're so excited. You know, having Alberto on the team, Alberto Orozco, allows Capitan Mining to be set up to be a spin out. So for me as a shareholder, you know, I've never sold a share of Riverside. And being a shareholder, a big shareholder, we're so excited to see the liberation of the Pinoles project into a new company. And we will be able to give shareholders of Riverside shares in that. And Capitan is self-financing. It's financing in that project itself, not diluting the Riverside shareholders, allowing Riverside to have the benefits of that. Another thing is leveraging off of the transaction from 2019 of Mill Rock. Now the Corrientes project, and we have Erica Sweeney and our team of Mexico working on that, and we'll have news flow coming out in January, and very excited about having that for the roundup in PDAC. And I think the third thing is we're working with the world's largest mining company, BHP. They've chosen, they've accepted us. We've now gone through the startup phase and we'll be quickly announcing land acquisition and growth in 2020. Really great with BHP. So we're hitting our stride with them. Very excited for the coming year. And there's three good catalysts coming in the first months from Riverside out of that work that we're doing in Mexico.
Now, can you also discuss the potential of this spin out of shares to shareholders of Riverside dealing with that Pinoles project?
Yeah, you know, it's pretty exciting that we've been able to now work with a plan of arrangement with the legal process that allows for shareholders of Riverside to be given shares, and it's a lower in your tax base. It's not a dividend, so it's not a taxable event. It's a lowering of your tax base, so you don't have to pay anything to the government, but you get these shares. So it's a really good way to do it that won't impact people internationally because we have shareholders all over the world. In fact, over 50% of our shareholder base is European. So we have to make sure we set up structures that are positive for all of the Riverside stakeholders and shareholders.
Absolutely. But you guys have a lot going on in Mexico and always with that BHP Exploration Alliance too provides some nice funding to continue to look for new projects, again, focused on copper, but you guys also have some other projects in the area that are a bit more precious metals focused. So still looking to bring on some partners there. Hey, Freeman, going back over to Canada, what are some of the developments we could expect there? Do you foresee maybe some more staking, some more acquisitions of land?
Absolutely. I think we'll be moving into different jurisdictions within Ontario and elsewhere. And in the meantime, we'll be looking for partners for what we already have wrapped up. Some of these projects are earlier stage, some are more advanced and drill ready. So some will require a little bit of work and some are all packaged up and ready to go. So that'll be something to definitely look forward to in 2020.
Now, I've also gotten a couple questions that came in asking if you are going to continue to remain focused in Ontario or if you see any opportunities elsewhere in Canada.
I think it's a big country. There's lots of opportunities. You got to remain focused in two or three areas so you don't get too diluted. But I like British Columbia. I like Ontario. But there's other provinces that hold a lot of potential for precious metals for sure.
Now, when it comes to trying to get some groups in there to start drilling on these projects, how much work do you foresee having to do in terms of working up future targets and hopefully getting some other companies in there spending some exploration dollars?
Well, I think our more advanced project, the Oaks project, is ready to go. We're working on a nice little package for showing to possible partners. That one's drill ready. Some of our other projects may require a little bit more work before they're packaged up, but we've defined drill targets already. We just have to refine those into something that's more presentable.
Now, John Mark, how about you regarding Mexico and some of the work that you think that you need to undertake to get some more companies, again, spending exploration dollars?
Yeah, we're all set. Basically, all the projects have written technical reports, more or less put together with PowerPoints and our website. We've recently put up new information as well on the website. We recommend people go there. We've been on the Canadian projects as well. We're working hard to make that available to people. We have a lot of information. They're ready to go. We have drill permits in Mexico, and we have the staff ready to work with them. And so we're having lots of conversations right now, and we are looking forward to 2020 to being able to announce joint venture partners. I was just on the call with a person before talking to you about that, and I think there'll be a lot of flow in Mexico of new opportunities.
Okay, now when we look into 2022, can we discuss what kind of finances the company has available and the other sources of financing that do keep on coming into the company, helping you guys to keep moving forward?
You know, Riverside's lucky. We only have 63 million shares out after operating for 13 years. For us, share structure is so important. We have over $2.5 million cash and no debt. Riverside never takes on debts. Tried to be very careful about that. We also have income, including from BHP, of over $1 million a year. Recently getting even more than that coming in with additional refinement budget funding. And we also get a fee for doing that work. Plus, our other joint venture work that we have going on allows for income coming in. And luckily, the share book that we have, including Arizona Metals and other companies, allows us to hopefully, as the market moves upward, as it has recently, has allowed Riverside to find liquidity in some of those shares. And we have large shareholdings, over 15 million shares of other companies in the books of Riverside. So that provides additional capital. So you're right, Corey, we're in a great situation financially, and we look forward to leveraging off of that in 2020.
All right, guys, I appreciate that recap of 2019. It was a busy year and I think noteworthy in a couple facts with the BHP exploration agreement, the move into Canada, and still the possibility of getting a few more projects in Canada. It's still looked at as one of the better jurisdictions around the world for exploration. Plus, moving forward in Mexico, if anybody has any follow-up questions for John Mark or Freeman, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will happily get those in front of the team over at Riverside and get your questions answered. So, hey, John Mark, Freeman, thanks for your time today. Have a great rest of your week.